I invite you to be seated. The scripture reading from the lectionary is not a short one, so you might appreciate sitting for the entire thing. One of the true high watermarks of scripture and of literature in general. Please listen to these familiar words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." This is the word of God, for which the people said, "Thanks be to God." Today is Epiphany. It's the Sunday where we observe the Magi, the three wise men from the East, who came and presented gifts to the baby Jesus, maybe in the manger, maybe somewhere else by the time they arrived. To a world in desperate need of light, this little baby came. Epiphany really, though, is about the miracle of God becoming a human being in that little child. Today, the word epiphany also means to us a sudden insight, a breakthrough or understanding that just seems to dawn on us all at once, like walking into a dark room and finding the light. The prophet Isaiah said, "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine." Centuries later, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." John the Baptist, who was tucked into that scripture reading, if you blink, you missed him. But he's crucial to the narrative. He quotes Isaiah chapter 40 when he said a passage that most of the Jews of his time would have known. He said, "A voice cries out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight a desert in the highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be brought low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places will be made a plain." John the Baptist made a path for the emergence of Jesus. That was John's job, his assignment on earth. He was very intentional about it. Not the New Year's resolution kind of intention. That's what I call the woulda, coulda, shoulda kind of intention. The wispy notions, just not solid. John the Baptist's intention, though, was not woulda, coulda, shoulda, but will, can, must. Thoughtful, deliberate, focused. Woulda, coulda, shoulda honors many excuses. Will, can, must finds a way. Woulda, coulda, shoulda wanders aimlessly. Will, can, must zeroes in on the target. I'm going to offer three intentions that I find from Epiphany. Now, these things apply to just about any area of your life, but I ask you to look at it through the filter of your life here at St. Paul's in 2019. The first is to be intentional about your walk with Christ to keep you focused. Be intentional about your walk with Christ to keep you focused. In John 9, 5, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If you're out with someone in a dark woods and this person had a flashlight and you didn't, you would stay with the person with the light, wouldn't you? Otherwise, you'd find yourself lost in the darkness. Jesus is a light, but he keeps moving and he expects you to move with him. It's not a fixed point in time. Becoming saved, entering salvation, that's just the beginning. You've got to keep up with the Lord. That's what the task is. Without intentionally following the light, you wind up in the dark. Now, spiritual growth does not happen in once a week, 1 hour doses, as important as those are. Reading a fitness magazine makes you fit. Or buying a plant makes you a gardener. Or watching a movie makes you an actor. Growth happens by intentionally focusing on your walk with Christ. Here at St. Paul's, we have some marvelous path makers. I'm speaking specifically about our many teachers who are so committed and so dedicated to illuminating the path for others to follow. But if you were to ask them, has this helped their spiritual life? Have they grown by being teachers? And if you were to ask those who have sat under their wisdom and guidance, if it was of any benefit, I know what kind of answer you would get. Walking with Christ, people set a path for us. Find one and follow that person. And later, maybe you can become one of those pathfinders. It's for all of us. Whether you're continuing a long walk of discipleship with Christ, or if you're just starting new, or if you're kind of restarting, I have 10 practices that you can do that will help focus you on your walk with Christ. I'm going to give you this list quickly. If you would like the list later, just let me know and I'll send it to you. Here you go. 10 things you can focus on in 2019. 1, join or lead a small group. 2, set a regular time for daily prayer. 3, read through the New Testament. 4, join in a service project. 5, give financially to God's work. 6, visit someone who is homebound. 7, keep a spiritual journal. 8, call someone or send a note to encourage them. 9, volunteer to help an organization that serves the poor or the sick. 10, invite others to join you on your path here at St. Paul's. These things don't just happen. They are made to happen. That's intention. That is will, can, must. I hope you have that intention as you go into 2019, that your spiritual growth with Christ will be a priority. A second intention of Epiphany is be intentional about the path you're making. A path appears. Be intentional about the path you're making. A path appears. There's a quote from Lu Xun, a Chinese writer in 1921, who says, "Hope is like a path in the countryside. Originally, there is nothing. But as people walk this way again and again, a path appears." And that's the way paths start. We are here partially because someone a long time ago started a path for us. The founders, generally credited with starting the Methodist Church, were John and Charles Wesley, brothers. But let me tell you about their mother, Susanna Wesley. She was born in 1669. She was the 25th of 25 children. Yeah, I heard the groans. She married Reverend Samuel Wesley at the age of 19, and she gave birth to 19 children. I think she had a complete life, but you don't know the half of it. She faced continuous hardships in her life. Her husband, the way I think of him is he was flaky. He abandoned the home and the family for long periods of time, often with, you know, pretty sketchy reasons. He was thrown into jail 2 times because he had unpaid debts. Susanna's house burned down 2 times. Poor, discredited, with a hive of children to care for, Susanna could have just given up, and who would have blamed her? Instead, she took charge. She homeschooled her children and taught them all individually, even the girls, in a time when that was exceedingly rare. She wrote academic and spiritual lessons for them, also rare for a woman of that time. She couldn't depend on her husband for spiritual guidance, so she home-churched her kids. And she had afternoon services on Sunday and led them in worship. And after a while, people started hearing how wonderful it was, and they said, "Can we join in?" And their service in their little home church grew to over 200 people. Deeply impressed by how God had saved her by grace, Susanna Wesley gave that gift to her sons, John and Charles. But without Susanna's determination, they probably would not have accomplished what they did. What if she didn't do all that? You have to admit, she faced some pretty rough circumstances. Basically, as a single mom in a time that repressed women, there was no path for her. But she made a path anyway. One began to appear. And because of that, millions have followed that path. If Susanna Wesley's was a time of great hardship, ours is a time of great distraction. There are literally millions of distractions at our fingertips, and I'm just talking about what you can find on your cell phone. It's so easy to be overwhelmed and swept away by the tsunami of shiny objects. Think of it this way. Intention knows the value of saying no to something. So something that is minor. So that you can say yes to something that really counts. To be intentional about the path you're making, even to create a path where there isn't one right now, that's the work of Christ. Maybe millions will follow you. Maybe only one. But you know, it all counts. In God's economy, it all counts. It is a fact, though, that if you don't intentionally walk a path, there won't be anything for anyone else to follow. I challenge you to make your own spiritual growth a priority and make a path for others to follow in 2019. The third intention of Epiphany is this: be intentional about helping others onto that path. Don't walk alone or be a bystander. Be intentional about helping others onto that path. Don't walk alone or be a bystander. There's an ancient story of a Sufi holy man who claimed to have special powers from God. And one of those powers was he could see in the darkness. One skeptic followed him a little bit and said, I challenge you on that because I've seen you walking around the town at night carrying a candle. To which the Sufi holy man didn't skip a beat. He said, I do that so that people who can't see won't run into me and hurt themselves. Now, I have to tell you, a couple of months ago when I assigned a title to this sermon today, I figured we would have some snow on the ground. But God got me again. But I can remember plenty of times when there was snow on the ground. Once, a precious memory was when my daughter was about 4 years old. I love birds, and I keep bird feeders in the backyard. And I would clomp out through the snow without shoveling because I was lazy and fill the bird feeders. Well, one time, I heard a little squeaky voice behind me, and it was Andrea, 4 years old, and she was trying to get in my footsteps. So I had to break down and shovel a path. I wasn't even aware that she was following me. What path will you focus on in 2019? Maybe it's a continuation of a lifelong path. Maybe it's a new phase of that. Maybe you're starting a new path. Maybe you need a restart of a worn-out path. Think of it like a lawn of freshly fallen snow, glistening like diamonds. No footprints, no tracks. What are you going to lay down in 2019 that will represent what Christ means to you? Will it be a path that someone else can follow? Three paths of intention. Be intentional about your walk with Christ to keep you focused. Two, be intentional about the path you're making. A path appears. And three, be intentional about helping others onto that path. Don't walk alone or be a bystander. And with that, this epiphany, I hope your insight is that you will start down that spiritual path with intention, that you will make it a priority to establish a path for someone else to walk with you, and that you will help them onto the path in this year. Then, watch how God will bless you with the abundance of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ and the light which has lighted our world. We thank you, O God, for the gift of your Son. We welcome Jesus into our lives as a bright light to show us the way. Keep us faithful. Keep us focused. Keep us loving you. Amen.